Spokane Public Schools' new boundaries are designed to keep neighborhoods of students and cohorts of children together during the transition from elementary to middle to high school. The board unanimously approved them after several weeks of delay. Some parents were concerned the model would force their families to go to a school geographically farther from their home, and some were concerned the changes would be inequitable. School board member Mike Weiser said the committee developing the new lines considered both issues and said trying to change the boundaries this late would create more issues.
You would literally have to start from scratch to make any substantive changes. We've given the community, you know, additional time. As I said, I've appreciated that myself, and people have still kind of spoken up about potential equity issues, but there haven't been, you know, solutions that haven't been considered.
He said the district is looking at other ways to improve equity, including boosting programs. School board member Jenny Slagle said the boundaries are one part of many programs that will improve equity, including the budget and the equity policies the district is adopting.
I don't believe that there's ever been a time that the SPS board has been so intentionally focused on all facets of equity.
A list of which elementary schools will feed into middle and high schools and a map of the new boundaries is online at SpokanePublicSchools.org/boundary changes. I'm Rebecca White reporting.